All right, Shabbos, second morning. Let's begin. We have a lot to do today. Today's daf is Tesvav 15. We are picking up on Yod Aleph Beis 14b, the bottom Mishnah. Our shir this morning, which is our shiurim throughout every daf yomi throughout the month of Elul, is dedicated by Yonason and Rachel Wolf of Highland Park, New Jersey, in loving memory of Rachel's mother, Chaya Bas Moshe, Zichron Livracha. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Shem will have an aliyah and the family in Nechama. And of course, to thank our Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Elul, Bennett Goldberg, for dedicating the Shiurim in memory of his parents, Leonard, Avram Ben Asher Pinchas, and Peggy Fega Rezel Bas Zelig, and in the hopes that all of the suburban Mishpacha have their tefillos answered over the Yomim Noraim. We thank Bennett very much for his sponsorship. We'll say with that, let's begin. Haba Chamoso. Chayav Allah Mishum Chamoso. So we'll say again, one last case of what I like to call crazy arayas, right? Every arayas is crazy. These are a bit over the top. Remember again, we're speaking about situations where halacha lemaisa, again, one act of relations can result in multiple liabilities. Remember again, as I mentioned yesterday, why does the Gemara feel the need to focus on these kind of cases? Because remember again, the takeaway message of Osai is the concept of multiple liability. Multiple liability is exceptionally important because it helps us understand the concepts of Isser Chalal Isser. If you hold of Isser Chalal Isser, if you don't hold of Isser Achalal Isser, the ability of an Isser Mosif or an Isser Kolel, ultimately, again, to devolve upon a pre-existing Isser. Sabal Chamoso Chayvela Sorbose, if a person has relations with his mother-in-law, there are circumstances by which that you could also be Chayvela Mishum Chamoso Vikhaloso Ve'eshe Sachiv. You could also be Chayv for, right, Chayvela Mishum Chamoso, you'd be Chayv ultimately, again, because of mother-in-law, Kaloso, daughter-in-law, Eishes Achiv, ultimately sister of one's brother, Eishes Achi Aviv, the wife of one's brother, Eishes Achi Aviv, the wife of a father's brother, Achos Ishto, a wife's sister, Eishes Ish, a married woman, Vinida, and ultimately Nida. I will say, the last table that I put on the WhatsApp, not yesterday, but the day before, that's this case. You can see it inside. You'll see the table there. Similarly, again, if a man had relations with the mother of his mother-in-law or the mother of his father-in-law, or ultimately, again, the mother of his father-in-law, the mother of his mother-in-law, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, Haba'al Chamoso, Chayvala Mishum Chamoso, Ve'im Chamoso, Ve'im Chamov. Then I will say, ultimately, again, if you have a situation of where one's mother-in-law is also the mother of his father-in-law, the mother of his mother-in-law, and you have relations ultimately with this woman, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, halacha lemaisa, you be chayiv three times. Amarlo, the Rabbanan said to him, shlashtan shein echad hein. All three of these women have one identity. In other words, I will say, you only be chayiv once because all three of the mother-in-law identities ultimately, again, only count as one level of prohibition. Says the Gemara. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shloshtan Shem Echad, Bechad Krak Sivi. Because all of these arayos of Chamoso, Eim Chamoso, and Eim Chamov are all written in the same pasuk. Therefore, the Rabbanon will say that halacha lemaisa, you will only be chayiv once. Amr Elazar Rav Yoshia, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri v'sumchus, Amr Davar Echad. So we'll say, says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Rav Yoshia says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and Sumchus both said the same concept. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri had the Amram. So what's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri? We just quoted in the Mishnah, right? We just quoted the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says that for the case of the mother-in-law, the father, the mother of the mother-in-law, the mother of the mother-in-law, the mother of the father-in-law, ultimately, again, halacha lemaisa, you are chayiv three times. So sumchus mahi, what's sumchus' case? This is actually a great case. This is on top of tes vav. Shachta es bas bita, va'achakach shachat es bita. But say the case of yours, osob yes bino. Right, you're not allowed to shach the mother and the child on the same day. So listen to this interesting case. You have three generations of animals, right? A mother, offspring, and the offspring of the offspring. You take, we'll call for today, the grandmother and the granddaughter, and you shech them on the same day. No problem there, right? Because again, osov yespino is only a mother and the child. See here, you shech the mother and the grandchild. Then what happens? V'acharkach shachet esbita. Then Rabbosai, you shecht the middle animal. Right now, remember, the middle animal is what? It's the daughter of the grandmother and the mother of the granddaughter, right? It's the, we'll call it, it's the sandwich generation animal, right? The sandwich generation animal. So we'll say, so what's talocha? So now the shayla is, so vikis harboim. So we'll say, the rabbanon say, you get malchus. How many sets of malchus? One set of malchus. Sumcha says, mishum, Rebbe Meir, sofeg shmonim. Sumcha says that you get 80 malchus. You will say, why 80 malchus? Two sets of malchus. Because what have you effectively done? You've went through one act of shechita. You've affected two acts of osovi esbino. Right? When you shecht, we'll call it the middle cow, right? The middle animal. That is the daughter of the first one, the mother of the third one, which her slaughter results really in two acts of osovi esbino. Therefore, again, 80 malchus. So says the Gemara, ad kan lo kam. So Gemara says, dim lo. So we'll say, you see over here, that's what? Is you see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and Sumchus are saying the same thing. That both are agreeing that halacha l'maisa, one act could generate multiple levels of liability. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's case in the Mishnah was you have one woman who has multiple arayos identities. If you have relations with her, you're chayiv for each of those arayos identities. Sumchus is saying you shecht the sandwich generation animal and what? And what? Suddenly again you're chayiv for two sets of malchus. Even though again it's one act of slaughter, two sets of malchus. To which the Gemara says, well, Amar Rava, Dilma Lohi, perhaps the cases are not comparable. How so? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri ha'acha, ela mishum shemos mechulakin, dimekari chamos, mekari eim chamos, mekari eim chamov. Aval gabe osovi espanov, the kulu osovi espanov mekarion, dein shemos mechulakin lo. Well, see, maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri only holds in the Mishnah that there's multiple liabilities. Why? Because halacha l'maaseh said there's multiple identities, right? This woman is what we'll call, like, is suffering from arayas schizophrenia, right? So it means what? She has multiple identities. She has multiple identities, multiple arayas identities. It's what's called shemos mechulakim. In the case of osovi espino, there's no shemos mechulakim, right? It's just osovi. It's the same isser. Maybe the only time that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that you be chayi for multiple liabilities is when there's multiple identities. But if it's only one identity, even if that one identity is rooted in two different relationships, it could very well be that halacha l'maisa, he will only hold you chayiv once. Amar Nachum Rav Yitzchak, furthermore, dilma ad kan lo kamar sumchus ela gabi osovi espino tigufin mechulakin. Furthermore, even sumchus who holds that you chayiv 80 malchus in the case, two sets of malchus in the case of osovi espino, maybe only says that. Why? Because we'll say gufin mechulakin, there's independent entities. In other words, there's the relationship of the middle animal with its mother and with its daughter. Those are two separate relationships, individual bodies. Aval hacha, de'ein gufin mechulakin, eima krabi avo, am rabi yochran sfirole. But in the case of osovi espino, we'll say, where what? Where there is no gufin mechulakin. I'm sorry, in the case of Arayos, thank you. In the case of the woman in the Mishnah, where there's no gufin mechulakin, it's the same woman. She happens to have multiple identities, but it's the same woman. Maybe halacha l'maisa, sumchus would agree, that is only one level of liability for that. Dam Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan, she'ira, so the pasuk over here quotes, ervas ishu bita, lo sigala es bas bina, es bas bita, lo sigala galas ervasa, she'ara heina zima hi. To which the Gemara says, "Akasav asot l'kulan zima achas." So we'll say this is a position of Rabbi Avo named Rabbi Yochanan, who says that what? The fact that all of these arayos are mentioned in the same pasuk indicates to us what? That they are one unit of arayos, and therefore, even if a person possesses multiple arayos identities, they're only going to be chayiv once. So we'll say it happens to be that the halacha is the way we paskin by the case of Osovi Espino. But the case of Osovi Espino is that if you shecht that sandwich generation animal, you in fact will only be chayiv once. You will not be chayiv twice, you're only chayiv once in that case, one set of malchus. Good. Says the Mishnah, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Both say very interesting Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti Sar B'Gamliel V'Sar B'Yeshua, Be'itlis Shel Imum. So we'll say, Rabbi Akiva says, one time I asked Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, and I found that, we'll say, Itlis is the shuk, Imum is the place. I found them in the shuk of Imum. I found them in this place. And I asked them the following shayla. Now, why were they there? Why were they in the shuk? So this is an interesting question, right? What were these great Talmidei Chachamim doing in the shuk, right? Why were they in the, right? Why were they in the supermarket, right? Why are they done going to the supermarket? Shahalchu likach behema lemishte b'no shara b'gamliel. So this is actually quite beautiful. Why? Because halach alamai shara b'gamliel was making a chasana. And they went to buy an animal for the Suda. They went by for the Suda. Beautiful. So what happens? So the Gemara says, and they asked, and Rabbi Akiva asked the following Shaila. Haba al achoso, va'al achos aviv, va'al achos imo, mahu. If a man has relations with his sister, the sister of his father, and the sister of his mother, right, what is the halacha? Chayiv achos al kulon, O chayiv al kol achas va'achas. So we'll say, so this would be a case of a person who engaged in multiple illicit relationships, but within one halam, within one lapse. So the shayla Rabbi Kiva is asking is, because it occurs in one lapse, are you chayiv once, because it's all one halam, or are you chayiv for each individual relationship? So amrulo, so they said back to him, Lo shamanu. The truth is, we never heard. We never studied this case, nor do we have a masora for this particular case. Aval shamanu, but we did hear about the following case. Habo al hi nashav nidos behela mechad. If a man has relations with five women who are all nidos, and he has relations with them in one lapse. So we'll say one lapse means, let's say he has a lapse of awareness. He forgets that there's a concept of hilchos nida. Okay, and during that lapse, he has relations with five independent women. Now, we'll say, so just so you understand, right, remember again, we think of a lapse like a couple of minutes, but a lapse could also be a couple of days, right? A lapse goes on for as long as he does not have an awareness of the halachas. So what happens? So if man has a lapse of awareness, he has relations with five women who are nidos, what's the halacha? Chayev akalachas v'achas. He's chayev, Rabbi Osei, for each individual act of relations. V'roa anu shadvaram kavachomer. So you have now Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua saying to Rabbi Akiva, we think if this case is true, then it's a kavachomer to your case, that if a man has relations ultimately again with achoso, achos aviv, achos imo, behel lamechod, that he certainly will be chayev for each of those acts. So let's analyze. Hey chidami, what's the case? Ile mekidiktani maiti boile. So what exactly is the case that Rabbi Akiva is asking about? If Rabbi Akiva is literally saying that a man has relations with his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister, three independent people. So what's the shayla? If it's three independent people with three independent arayos identities, of course you're going to be chayiv for each one individually. So rather the Gemara says, what the Gemara calls shemos michulakin. They're separate identities, and they're separate bodies. They're separate people. Elohachi katani. So, Rather Masi, here's the question: Haba al achos aviv, she achos imo chayiv. So, we'll say, which thing Gemara says, no. What are we talking about? It's one woman with all three identities, right? Whatever you'll look at one of the charts, right? However it works, it's one woman with all three identities. Oh, so I will say, so now, a man has relations with this woman who is his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister all at the same time. So now, what's the shayla? Mi aminon, harishemus michulakin. Do we say that since, although this is one woman, she has three identities, and because she has three identities, when the man has relations with her, he is chayiv three times? O dilma, hari ein gufin michulakin. Or rather, what do we say? The truth is, when it comes to Haras Rabbo say, we don't look at number of identities, but rather we look at the body. We look at the guf. If it's one guf, that's one act of arayos. And even if that one person has multiple arayos identities, we still only look at it as one arayos. To which the Gemara says, and to which they said to him, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Akiva, Amrulo, lo shamanu. The truth is, we don't have a masora for that case. Aval shamanu, but we did hear about the following case. Shamanu haba al hei nashav nidos bebas achos shehu shem echad shechayiv al kol achas va'achas mishum nida. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua respond back to Rabbi Akiva. We don't know about your case about one woman with three identities. That I don't know, but we do know the case of where a man has relations with five women, each of whom is a nida, that he is chayiv five different times. The Gemara says, even though again it's one iser, shechayiv akal achas v'achas mishum nida v'ra'inu shadran kal v'chomer. And Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua posit that we can make a kal v'chomer from this. How so? Uma habo al heim noshav nidos bebas achos shehu shem echad chayiv akal achas v'achas. So we'll say, if you are chayiv for five acts of relations, five nida prohibitions with five different women, even though what? It's the same Isser. And it's all happening in the same lapse of awareness. Then certainly again, Chayiv Akol Achas V'Achos Achoso She Achos Aviv She Achos Imo Shehin Gimel Shemos Eino Din Shehe Chayiv Akol Achas V'Achos. So we'll say, the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua was, if you're going to be Chayiv multiple times for the same prohibition, right? Five nidos, then certainly you're going to be chayiv every time for different prohibitions. To which the Gemara says, well, ikal mifrach, here's the problem with that kal v'chomer. Ma lehi nido shekein gufin mechulakin. Remember again, you can't really compare the case of five nidos to the case of the one woman who is his sister, his father's sister and his mother's sister. Why not? Both in the case of the five nidos, it's kufin mechulakim, right? Each of those women is an independent entity. Masha'inkin, in the case of the three shemos, it's one woman with three identities. Ela amar kra, ervas achoso gila. Rather, the pasuk says, the nakedness of his sister he has uncovered. Lechayiv al achoso she achos aviv, lechayiv al achoso shehi achos aviv, ushi achos imo. Also, therefore, again, the Gemara says, the drushes ervas achoso comes to teach us that what? That you are chayiv for every erva identity that is within your sister. That even if she's your sister, your father's sister, and your mother's sister, and a man has relations with this woman, he will be chayiv three times for each of the erva identities. Amar Rav Adi bar Ava, mashkach asa, so Rabbi said, the Gemara says, ah, you'll ask, where do you ever find such a case like this, where a woman could be a man's sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister? I'll tell you, Mashkach Asla Berishia Barishia. And we'll say this could come up in a case of a Rasha, the son of a Rasha, Sheba Alimo, where a man has relations with his mother, Vaholid Beis Banos, and she gives birth to twin girls. V'chazer Ubal Achas Mehen, and then, now remember, those twin girls are both what? Are both his sisters and his daughters. V'chazer Ubal Achas Mehen, and then he has relations with one of those girls again, Vaholid Ben, and has a son with his sister daughter, Vaholid Ben, Uba Bno Al Achos Imo, and then ultimately again the son has relations with his mother's sister, Shiachos, who's also his sister, Shiachos Aviv, who's also his father's sister. Dahabile Rishia Barishia. Both say, bad news for this mishpacha, right? Bad news for this. Rashiya Barashiya. Good. Turn Rabbanan. So we'll say, just giving you the construct as to how it happens. Turn Rabbanan. So we'll see, here we go. So we'll say, therefore, it appears that what the Gemara just did was to say that halacha lemaisa, the shikul, ultimately again, of the shikul of the, I should say, the kavachomer of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua did not really work. Because ultimately, again, to compare the case of Hey Nidos to the case of Achoso, Achos Aviv, Achos Imo, it doesn't get off the ground. Because you can't compare a case of Gufin Mechulakin, right, of five different people with one person with multiple identities. But what the Gemara did do is indicate to us that it's a Pasuk, it's a Drasha, where the Pasuk says, Ervas Achoso teaches us that you are, if one woman has multiple erva identities, you would be chayiv for each erva identity independently. Even though what, it's only one act of relations. Interesting idea. Tana Rabbanan, ba ala v'chazer ubala v'chazer ubala. So chayiv akol achas achas di Rabbi Eliezer. So what's an interesting case? Let's say a man has relations with a woman who, now again, whatever the case is, she's one of the arayos. Well, you could fill in the blank, whichever arayos you want. But let's say, so what happens? He has relations with her over and over and over again in the same halam, in the same lapse of awareness. Right? It's the same halam. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Chayiv akol achas, Rabbi Eliezer says, you chayiv for each and every act. Chacham, the Chacham say, Eino chayiv ala achas. The Chacham say, no, not true. You're only going to be chayiv once. So we'll say, what, again, what's the Chacham's logic? The Chacham's logic is everything's happening in one halam, right? Everything is happening in one lapse of awareness. Therefore, halacha l'maaseh, and you're only going to be chayiv once. Umodim Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer, Biba al hei noshav nilos bebas achos, shu chayiv al kol achas v'achos, hoil v'hu garam lohem. I will say now, on the other hand, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer that halacha l'maisa, if a man has relations with five nidos in one halam, that's what? He will be chayiv ultimately again five times. And I will say now, interestingly enough, the reason they give for that is why? Hu garam lahem. Hu garam lahem means what? That halacha l'maisa, he causes each of them to bring a chatos. Meaning we're assuming that this is inadvertent. Right? Inadvertent, he goes ahead and has relations with five women who are nidos. So what's going to happen, Abosai? He has to bring a chatos, she has to bring a chatos. Since he causes each of those women to have to bring a chatos, therefore what? He incurs liability as well. To which the Gemara says, one second, I'm a Rav of Nachman. Mi arminan hoyel v'hu garam lahem. So is that true? That if a man triggers liability by a woman, that automatically makes him chayiv as well. V'atanya, but we learned, hu behelam hachos, v'hi behe'e alamos. Well, so this is about the following case. Let's say a man has relations with a woman who is an arayas to him. Whatever the case will say, right? A man and woman engage in an arayas relationship. What happens? They engage in five acts of relations. For him, it was one prolonged lapse of awareness. He didn't know that this particular relationship was permitted. She forgets at the time of the bia, but then remembers afterwards. But then forgets again before the second bia, so on and so forth. She remembers and forgets five times. He's in a fog the entire time. What's the halacha, Rabbi? It's actually quite interesting. This, by the way, is some. I was going to say good Shabbos table trivia, but no, actually, don't do it. Says the Gemara. If you're ever looking for some small talk, you know this is. Says the Gemara. Listen to this. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara. Says, who eno chayiv ala achos? Remember, he's only chayiv once. Why is he only chayiv once? Ultimately, again, because remember, for him, it's one halam. For him, it's one lapse of awareness. V'hi chayeves al kol achos va'achos. And she is chayev for what? She is chayev for each and every infraction. So what do you see from here? You see from here that it's not true. And as we just said before, that every time he triggers karbanic liability, he's going to be chayev as well. Well, one second. How many chatos did he trigger, Abosai? Five. He triggered five. Because remember, again, he made her chayev five. So if that's the case, he should be. Yet he's only chayiv once. Rather says Gemara, no. Ela ima hoel v'gufin mechulakin. And nothing to do with trigger and liability. It has to do with gufin mechulakin. So the idea over here is when a man has relations with five individual women who are nidos, even though it's happening in one halam, what we look at is the number of acts. Now, as Rabbo say, so halacha l'maisa, if you repeat the same act over and over and over in one halam, it's possible that halacha l'maisa only be going to be chayiv once. What everyone seems to agree on right now is that halacha l'maisa, if you are engaging in five independent acts, even if it's the same type of isser, but if I should say five independent acts, if you're engaging in five independent acts with five independent people, even if it's the same prohibition, that's called gufin mechulakin, independent bodies, and therefore halacha l'maisa will be chayiv for each of them. Ibailu. So we'll say, therefore the Gemara asks as follows. What about a man and woman who are a arayas relationship, who have relations with one another five times in one halam? So say again, the halacha in that case would be you're only chayiv once. So five times with the same woman in one halam, ultimately again will be chayiv only once. Five times five different women, even if same category of iser, chayiv five times. Wherever there is gufin mechulakin, independent liability for each act. Ibailu, let's listen to this case. Hilchos Shabbos, katzar mali. Let's listen to this interesting case. What happens if halacha l'maisa? There's one of the avos melachos is katzira, right? Is harvesting, cutting something down. So the halacha is if you cut down the amount, if you harvest, you cut down the amount of grogeres, the amount of a dried fig, the volume of a dried fig, you're chayiv for doing that on Shabbos. So Moses says, listen to this. What happens if you harvest, right? You did two acts of katsira, right? In one helam, right? You harvested a dates volume and you went ahead and you did it again. So what's talacha? Mali, what's talacha? So Moses says, what's talacha? You did this, so remember, so now you've done two acts in one helam. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Taima Rabbi Eliezer Hasam, Mishum Daha Avid Tartin, the Emto Lahaki, Amar Chayiv Al Kol Achas Vahachos, Vahachanami Da Avid Tartin. So we'll say, one end we could say, just like before in the case of Rabbi Eliezer, will hold you Chayiv for each act. Why? Because each act is reckoned independently. So too over here, we will say that what? We will say that Halach Al Mais, remember again, Rabbi Eliezer is the opinion who says, that if you have relations, five acts of relations with the same prohibited woman, five times, you're chayiv kol achas v'achos. So it would seem to be that Rabbi Eliezer would say over here also, you're chayiv for each independent act of ketzira. Ol dilma, taimid Rabbi Eliezer hasam, mishum di'i efshar lo la'arvin libios zu bezu. On the other hand, maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds you in chayiv independently for the bios, why Rabbi saying? Because each act of bia is an independent act. But remember, again, in halacha, an act of bia has a beginning and has an end. There is no such thing as being able to perform two bios at once. See, halachically, it's impossible, right? So therefore, again, maybe it's in that case where each independent act of bia is its own independent act that there's multiple liability. Watch this. However, Mishum di efshar, it's different than the harvesting case. Remember again, the shear for harvesting for katsira is what? Kigrogeres, a dates volume, right? It will say, can you harvest two dates volumes at once? Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Just harvest, take your sickle, harvest 3 days. Absolutely, you could do that. Maybe in that case, where two acts can be done as one, therefore what? There won't be independent liability, even if you do the two acts. Rabbi says, an interesting shiloh. Rabbi Eliezer holds you chayiv for multiple acts, right? Repeating the same act over and over and over in one halam. Maybe that's only in a case where the independent acts ultimately, again, cannot be combined. But if the multiple acts can be combined into one act, maybe there's not independent liability. So my, what's the halacha? Amar Abba, time of Rabbi Eliezer Hasan Mishum Da'avid Tarti. Hachanami Ha'avid Tarti. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer's logic is that halacha l'maisa, you did two things. Whenever you do two things, it's going to be chayef twice. It's true by bia, and it's true by ktsira. Rabbi Yosef Amar, time Rabbi Eliezer Hasam, di'ef shol arvan. Rabbi Yosef says, no, the reason why in the case of the bios, you're chayef for each independent one is because you can't combine acts of bios into one. However, aval ef shol arvan, enu chayef ala achos. But in the case, let's say, for example, in Hilchos Shabbos, whereby ktsira, you can combine multiple acts of ktsira into one act of ketzira, you would only be chayiv once. So Abayi raised the kash rabba. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv al vlade malachos b'makom avos malachos. We'll say again. Interesting. Remember again. We know that Hilchos Shabbos there are avos and there are toldos. Right? Avos are the primary privity categories of malacha. Toldos are the derivative categories. So listen to this interesting case. What happens if halacha l'maisa, a person performs an av and a tolda at the same time? So I remember in the same halam. So the Gemara Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're chayiv. Ha av v'av v'asachas pater. Beit Rabbi say it would appear based on that if you were to do two avos malachos at the same time, you would be pater. V'amrit time of Rabbi Eliezer mishum av v'ka'avit tarti amai pater. Beit Rabbi say, if you say that Rabbi Eliezer's logic is there's independent liability any time you cannot perform multiple acts at the same time, then halacha l'maisa, so you should be chay for two avos as well. Amar mar berei dravna anav rab nuchumi bar zecharia targimina hachamay askinon bidalis hamudalis al gabi teina, because it's on mevas achas. What's the case, Rabbi say? Where you have ultimately again a grapevine that doesn't have any grapes on it, that is sitting on top of a fig vine, right, or a fig tree, and you cut off the fig branch and the grape vine at the same time. Mishum hachi mechayiv. This will be ultimately again the case where there will be chayiv, where there will be chiv ultimately again for both. Now we'll say this is a case of an av and a tolda, right? In the case of here, as you're using the vine which has no grapes on it for firewood, and you're detaching the fig in order to eat it. So the act of detaching the fig in order to eat it, Rabbi said, that's the av melacha of ktsira. The act of detaching wood, let's say, to use as firewood or something like that, that's the tolda. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Hoil, v'shemos mechulakin, v'gufin mechulakin. Rabbi Eliezer will say that Shechayv in this case, why, Rabbi said, because you have two things going for you. Number one, independent identities. Number two, independent actions. Dikavose, katzer v'katzer heichim ishkachos la, d'miftar kigon shekazer shtei grogos b'vasachos. Aval katzer kigrogeres, v'chazer v'katzer kigrogeres, chayiv. So we'll say, so for example, if you were to cut off two figs at once, halacha lemaisa, again, you would be potter. But if you were to cut off one fig and then go back to cut off another fig, where each of them are happening independently, halacha lemaisa, you would be chayiv. So we'll say, so just in general, in this case over here, of a man who has repeat, going back to the Arayos case, right? We'll say, so we paskin like the chachamim, namely, that if a man has relations with the same woman, prohibited woman, Arayos woman, five times in one lapse of awareness, halacha lemaisa, he'll only be chayiv once. Only be chayiv once. In order ultimately, again, to be chayiv for multiple liabilities, really what you're going to require is what? You're going to require ultimately, again, you're really going to require gufin mechulakin and shemos mechulakin, right? Where there's going to be independent bodies and independent identities, that's where ultimately, again, there'll be multiple liabilities. Good, says the Mishnah. We'll say an incredible Mishnah. Vod shalom Rabbi Akiva, right? So remember, again, all of this is happening in the marketplace in Amus, or in Amum, excuse me, the Shuk in Amum. So we'll say, so Rabbi Akiva, support Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, just went out. This is why you didn't go to 7 Mile, right? You go to the supermarket, members, you can't get out, right? The Shabbos is happening. So they're just shopping for an animal for the chasana of Rabbi Gamliel's son. And what happens over here, Rabbi Akiva is asking the Shabbos. Avraham Aduldal Bebehema Mau. Well, this is an interesting case. You know, this comes up, Avraham Menachai. Avraham Menachai means you take a limb from a living animal. If you take a limb from a living animal, then what is the halacha? It conveys tumah. Avraham Menachai conveys tumah. What happens if you have a limb which is dangling? It's dangling. Avraham Aduldal, right? So I will say it's dangling by a little piece of flesh. What's the status of the limb? Amru lo, lo shamanu. They said to him, the truth is, we don't know. But we did hear a different halacha. We'll say, listen to this. Aval shamanu Avraham Aduldal ba'adam shutar. We'll say, if a person has a limb that is hanging by a thread, right? The person has a limb that's mamish hanging by a little piece of flesh. What's the halacha? Tahor. We'll say, so as long as that limb is hanging on, even by a thread, ultimately, again, it does not convey tumah. We'll say, listen to this wild case. Bekach hayu muki shchin osim yushan. We'll say, wild. What happens? A person had shchin, right? Now, we'll say, the truth is, really shchin in this case is really referring to what? Sounds like referring to leprosy. Rashi says, Evereya noflin, right? Their limbs would fall off. Not saras, right? Not saras. We translate saras as leprosy, but the truth, saras is very different. This is mamish. This sounds like speaking about classical leprosy, where limbs sometimes will fall off as a result of the disease. Muki shchin. So let's listen to this. So a person has a limb that's dangling. Now, what's the problem? The problem is, I want to be able to go ahead and do Karban Pesach, right? I want my limb removed before Pesach. Why don't my limb removed before Pesach? So we'll say, see, interesting enough, as we're going to see, Rashi says over here, Chotcho, lomishum taro shekodum lachein, ela shaloye ma'us beregel be'evar medulldol. We'll say, it's kind of going to be hard getting an invitation for lunch if you're the guy with the hanging limb. Right? So we'll say, so again, this was more like a a social issue than a tumah issue. That if you go and the limb is hanging off by a piece of you know, by a piece of flesh, it's disgusting. So we'll say, so because of that, a person doesn't want to deal with that. So a person wants to have the limb removed before Pesach. Here's the problem. Here's the problem, we'll say. So it's going to be hard to get a surgeon to take care of your limb removal before Pesach. Why? Because it will say, anyone who does your limb removal, what's going to happen? He's going to become tummy. Because remember, again, a detached limb, right? Not a detached, what's the word? Amputated. An amputated limb conveys tumah, which means that your Jewish surgeon, right? They will say every surgeon is Jewish, right? So again, so you can't find a non-Jew. Who wants to go? Nobody wants to go to a non-Jewish surgeon. Right? So we'll say, so what happens? So if you go out and you get your limb detached, the rofe, the doctor, is going to become tummy. The doctor becomes tummy. He doesn't want to do it, not before. I'll schedule for after Pesach, but not before Pesach. So we'll say, so watch this. So what would they do? This is wild. So Mukesh Khin Osirushaim Halakhwa Erev Pesach, it's a rofe. So what says you would go to the surgeon before Pesach. Vichotcho Achemaniach Bokisara. So also what they would do is the surgeon would amputate the limb up until there was a little piece of flesh holding the limb in place. This is wild. Vitochvo Besira. Then I'll say what would happen is they would attach the dangling limb to a peg on the wall, right? Essentially, they would attach to a peg on the wall. V'nim shach mimenu. And what would happen? The leper would pull himself back. Oh, come on. Don't be a little girl. Come on. Right? V'nim shach mimenu. So I'll say, what happens? He'd pull himself back, right? So I'll say, so now what happens? So here's the beauty of this. The beauty of this is the amputation has been complete. The surgeon did not come in contact with, I mean, I'm assuming somebody's got to take down the limb, right? So but I guess you have a guy for that, right? Everybody has a guy for that, right? That's not a Jewish job. So somebody takes down the limb, and I both said the beautiful part of this is what? Is that now the mukashkin doesn't have his limb anymore. The surgeon did the procedure, but didn't have to come in contact with the detached limb. So in this case, what happens now? Dinner, right? Everybody goes to eat Karban Pesach. Shalom al Yisrael. Says the Gemara, v'hala ose pischo, v'arofe ose pischo, and everybody gets to do the Karban Pesach. Both say, now what does that have to do with anything? So remember again, Rabbi Akiva is coming and asking a shayla. What's his shayla? What is the halacha about Abraham Adulul Babahema? Right? Does a dangling limb by an animal, is that called an attached limb? Does that already have the status of Abraham in Achai? So like what's the pshat here? So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua says, we don't know that case, but we did hear the case of Abraham and Duldal. The case of Abraham and Duldal by a person, and they say our case should be a kal v'chomer for your case. Okay, so what's happening over here? So it's not awesome. Hamocha ikes akrisha v'asochid b'saro b'ksuso mashkin shabasocho inon michiyuton v'ayotzim enu harehim michiyuton. So an interesting case. We'll say, so this is a case, akrisha is a leak, right? Krishna are leaks. So we'll say, so if a person goes ahead and takes a leak and squeezes the juice out of a leak, or for that matter, a person's hair is wet, and they squeeze the water out of their hair or in their clothing, right? Their clothing absorbed water or some other kind of liquid. They squeeze the liquid out of their clothing. We'll say, what's the halacha? So mashkin shabasoch in mechiyutan. The liquid that is absorbed inside of these items, whether it's in the leak, in your hair, or in the clothing, that liquid is not bechiyuton. Chabosai means the liquid inside of these items does not allow these items to be susceptible to tumor. Remember, in general, in order for an item to become mikabel tuma, it has to first come in contact with a liquid, right? The liquid inside of these items does not render these items fit to become mikabel tuma. However, vayotzi imenu hari mechiyuton. But the liquids that come out ultimately, again, do render the items fit to become tamei. Then I will say, this is very interesting. We'll see, Amr Shmuel, ukresha atzma hukshra. So we'll say, when you squeeze out the juices from the leak itself becomes a ra'oi lekabel tuma. Why is that? My timer. B'shas pishasan mimenu hukshra. We'll say, because why? What do we assume happens? Although the liquid inside of the leak does not render the leak hukshra lekabel tuma, when you squeeze the liquids out of the leak, I'll say what happens? There's a moment as that liquid is exiting the leak, that it touches the leak itself. In that moment when it touches the leak, it renders the leak efshar lekabel tuma. That's true with clothing. It's true with everything else. Rose, what the Gemara is highlighting over here is that the moment that you squeeze out liquid, the liquid is in contact with the item from which you are squeezing it out, thereby rendering it fit lekabel tuma. Why is this important? So to which the Gemara said, but 1 second. Also what that's telling you is, when you detach A from B, right? When you detach A from B, there's a moment when A and B are still touching. V'hatnan, Erev Pesach, Hovichlo, Eitzel, Rofe. So we'll say, now watch this. The Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said this incredible idea that what? That if you want to detach the dangling limb, so what do? So they did this whole process. Detached up until there's just a strand of flesh. So put a peg, hang the limb on the peg, and essentially the person, the right, the Mukashchin, pulls himself back. That's fine, but ha'ikanamiyahu Abraham adudol b'shas pishas me'adam, nitmiyei la'adam. I will say, if that's the case, then when two things detach from one another, there is that moment, where they touch, in the moment of detachment. And I was both like, so even when two items detach, the Gemara is assuming over here, there is that moment where they're attached at the moment of detachment, which I will say is another way of saying, in this case over here, isn't there that instantaneous moment where the Mukushkin pulls himself back from the limb, where he still is touching the limb when it is detached from him? In other words, isn't there that instantaneous moment of detachment where they still touch? If there is that instantaneous moment, then what? Then what effectively has happened? The Mukashchin becomes Tameh. Because also at the end of the day, there was that instantaneous moment where he touched the item that he is detaching from. To which the Gemara says, Kid Kamar of Yosef, Benitzin Mekol Kochan. Hachanami Benitzin Mekol Kochan. Rav Yosef said, what's the case? Rav Yosef saying, the case is not where the Mukashchin pulls himself back gently from the limb. Rather, what does he do? He yanks himself back with full force. Yeah. Which Rav Yosef essentially means is, there's a snap instead of a detachment. So we'll say, again, where is there that moment ultimately again of touching? That's in that moment where maybe he slowly pulls himself back. But Lamais, again, if it's Nitzin B'Kol Kocho, he pulls himself back with all of his might. Right? It's not painful. It's not painful. It's for us. Right? So again, remember, understand the case over here. Just understand. The surgeon, Mamish, detached this 99.9% of the way. There is a small little piece of flesh that's there. So now what we're saying is he has to pull himself back with all of his might in order that ultimately, again, there is no touching at the moment of detachment. So I'll say, where do we see this? Ve'echad itmar Rav Yosef. Aha. Zav v'tamimeis, shayim ahalchin v'yardal en gisham. Listen to this. A zav and a tamimeis were walking. It's not a joke. Right? The zav and a tamimeis were walking. Right? V'yardal en gisham. I'll say, and it rained. V'afapishesochtin mitzada elyon letzada tachton. So we'll say, now what? We don't read the parentheses. So this is what happens. The Zavon and Tamei start walking, and they'll say, what happens? So they get wet. It's raining. Now what do? They wring the moisture out of their clothing. So even though they're wringing the moisture, mitzad el mitzad ha-tachton, tohorin, she'en mechashvin, ela she'yatzo mikulon. So we'll say, so again, when they wring out the moisture from the top of their clothing to the bottom of their clothing, so that doesn't really mean anything, because that which is wrung out from the top of the clothing essentially gets absorbed in the hem of the bottom of the clothing. Which liquid does matter? Ela she'yatzo mikulon, yatzo mikulon hari machshirin. So we'll say, interestingly enough, the liquid that comes out of their clothing has the ability ultimately again to be machshir for tumah. Rav Yosef, so we'll say, what's the case over here? Rav Yosef benitzin b'kol kocho. Ultimately, again, we'll say, if you look at Rashi says over here, yatzo mikulon hari el machshirin im naflu al azram mutahorin shinim etamen es azram ela imkin azav no geben. We'll say, so the novelty over here, we'll say, is what? That even though if they wring out the water, so and that water falls on plants, let's say, that water is machshir the plants, right, or the produce, I should say, the kabel tuma. Why doesn't it convey tuma directly if it's coming from a zav or a tamei meis? What's the case? Where they wrung it out with incredible strength. So that ultimately, again, when it comes out of their clothing, it like flies out. That there's no contact, ultimately, again, between the zav himself and the liquids. We're using this to illustrate the concept that sometimes when you detach from something with full force, ultimately, again, you could avoid even a little bit of contact at the moment of separation. So too over here by the Ibrahim Duldal, when you go ahead and what? When you go ahead and detach from it at full force, ultimately we assume that halacha lamaisa, there is no moment of contact at the moment of separation. Zav rings out his clothing with full force. Tameh rings out his clothing with full force. We assume the water comes out without any last minute contact at the moment of separation. Good. So we'll say, so what about Rabbi Akiva's actual question of Avraham Adul Bebehema? So we'll say, we passing Avraham Adul Bebehema does not have the status of Avraham Benachai. It only has the status of Avraham Benachai when it's actually detached from the animal. In terms of, fine, let's read one more Mishnah. We have one more minute. Od Shalom Rabbi Akiva. We'll say another Shai Rabbi Akiva. Another Shaila. Incredible. Hashochet heizvachem b'chutz behelam echon mau. Chayv akol achas v'achas. O achas al kulam. Rabbi Akiva says again, if you shecht five karbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the shchut echutz, five independent karbanos in one lapse of awareness, are you chayiv for every karban or only chayiv once? Amrulo, they said to him, we'll say first wide line to Salam of days. Amrulo, lo shamanu, we never heard this. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, but I did hear. Shemati ba'ochel mizevach echad mehei tamchuyin behelam echad shuchay v'akol achas achas shemeila. What I did hear is as follows: if you eat of one carbon, but hei tamchuyin, I will say five different dishes. We're going to have to see in the Gemara what this means. That shuchayi for every independent act of consumption because of meila. Ve'roa ani dvarim kavachomer, and I see that I can make a kavachomer to this case. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Lo kach shalom Rabbi Akiva. This was not Rabbi Akiva's Shaila. Ela ba'ochal nosra mihamisha zvachem behelam echad mau. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Akiva's Shaila was something else. Rabbi Akiva says, what happens if you eat five nosar consumptions from five different karbanos in one lapse of awareness? Chayiv achas al kulon. Are you chayiv only once? O chayiv akol achas v'achas. Are you chayiv for each independent act of consumption? Amr Lona said to him, Lo Shamanu, I never heard this halacha. Amr Yeshua, Shamati ba'ochem mizevach echad behetam chuyim behalam achos. Shuchai v'akol achas v'achos. Rabbi Yeshua says, the truth is, I never heard this, but I did hear that if one ate of one karban in five different dishes, again, we'll see what this means, that shuchayiv for each and every one because of me'ila. V'ra'a ani shadvaram kavachomer. Amr Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says back to them, Im halacha nekabel. If you're telling me a psak halacha, I have no choice but to accept it. Im yesh im din, if you're telling me a kavachomer, I could refute your kavachomer. Amr lo hashem, they said, nu, what's your refutation? Amr velo im amrit b'me'ilo she'asaba as ha'ma'achil ka'ochel, ves ha'mahane kinene, tzirif es ha'me'ilo zman meruba, tar benos ha'she'in bo'achas me'ilo. To which essentially Mikiva says, the cases of Mi'ila and Nosar are totally uncomparable. Right? In the case of Mi'ila, ultimately, again, the one who gives one to eat from a prohibited item is just as liable as the one who consumes. Number two, the Nana is like the Mahana. And ultimately, again, even an act of Mi'ila which occurs over a prolonged period of time, you'll be chayiv for. None of this applies to Nosar. I will say, we'll pick up Emirat Hashem, we'll explain Rabbi, the Kavachom, Rabbi Kiva's refutation of Emirat Hashem tomorrow. I will say a special last up to Rabbi Jerry. On the occasion of the chasana of his son, Bisha Tovo Mitzlachas, Mazel Tov, Shabizoch Hamir Hashem to Dore Doros of beautiful Yiddish and Mazel Tov. Different. Oh, so we're going to see.